Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're off and running. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan, your overnight oasis back in effect. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. The telephone number. Oh, my God. We got some stuff to discuss tonight. At least we don't really have to focus on the Mets so much tonight because we have so much other stuff that's just first and foremost. And look, I think when you're starting a New York talk show on a day like we watched yesterday with the Yankees out of the stadium, not only losing to the Twins, but getting blown out by the Twins pretty much again, losing right away, can't catch the ball, can't hit the ball, can't pitch the ball. The Yankees give us more content on a regular than anybody else. If we were as sports fans, New York sports fans, to create a word cloud of all the topics that we talk about as fans, the Yankees, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, all those names would be very, very prominently featured in that word cloud. So the Yankees struggles, the June swoon. Now that we're into July 5th, the June swoon continues as the Yankees not only lose to the Minnesota Twins 6-1, which maybe is not as much a blowout as some of the other games the Yankees have certainly suffered here recently, but it's the Minnesota Twins. Like, if there is ever a get-right spot with the New York Yankees, the Minnesota Twins are supposed to be that. So the fact that you lose a series to them at the stadium for the first time since 2014, you have now lost 9 of 10, 12 of 15, 13 of 17. And you might say to yourself, you know what, Gordon, what's going on? What's the problem? You know, it's been July 4th, July 5th, and I've been doing some other things. I haven't really checked in on the Yankees. What would you say the problem is? Well, how long you got? I got until 5 a.m., but how long you got? Because we're going to detail it for you over the next 5 hours about the problems of the New York Yankees. And I think we do have at least a solution. I don't know if it's the solution, but a lot of times when you look for solutions, you throw things out there and eventually you hope you get to the actual solution. It's not always one solution. It's a series of solutions to get to it. But in terms of what the problem with the Yankees are right now, well, look, I think where you have to start, right, is with the offense. 17 straight games with the Yankee offense not scoring 5 runs. 5 runs. The Yankees, I know the pitching, the starting pitching this year is supposed to be top-notch. And during the Brian Cashman tenure, the bullpen has always been a strength, not so much right now. But the Yankees live and die based on their offense. There is no way around. If the Yankee offense is not one of the top offenses in baseball, for the Yankees to survive. Just that simple. They are built to score runs. And if they don't score runs, they are screwed. And right now, the Yankees aren't scoring runs. And right now, the Yankees are screwed. But of course, if that were the only problem, well, we could just focus on, no, that's not the only problem. The pitching. Last 8 games, the Yankees have given up 1 run in the first inning, is it? And 7 of the last 8 in the first inning. Last 8 games have given up the first run, and 7 of the last 8, I can't even read my own writing, I'm so ticked off. 7 of the last 8, they've given up a run in the first inning. Not exactly getting off on the right foot. So the pitching has not exactly been great. And today, apparently, Ryan Weathers was dealing with bouts of vomiting during his start. Does anybody else find it weird? The Yankees had food poisoning in Boston. They're still I don't think that's food poisoning, guys. If you're still vomiting a week later, I'm no doctor. I'm pretty sure that's not food poisoning. Maybe it's a virus. If you're vomiting for a solid week, it might be time to go see somebody. And I get it. Watching the Yankees kind of makes you want to throw up a little bit. But if Ryan Weathers is still... I keep seeing these stories. Well, you know, this food poisoning has gone around the Yankees. Food poisoning doesn't go around. A virus goes around. Food poisoning, either you got it, you don't. And if you had it a week ago, you should not still have it now. That's a concern. Not really the area of my expertise, but I think it's pretty clear cut. If you're vomiting a week later after food poisoning, by that point, you've gotten it out. It's gone. You know, food poisoning, it's something in your body. Your body's got to get it out. It takes maybe a day or two, but then it's gone. Now, you might have to recover from that. You lose a lot of fluids. It takes it out of you. It's not fun. I hate vomiting. Oh, I have a phobia of that. Hate that. There's some people, they adjust to it. They just boop, and they go. They're fine. They rally. I can't rally from that. Speaking of not being able to rally, the Yankees. How about the defense? How's the defense been doing, at least? Well, look, they now have 29 unearned runs allowed in their last 15 games. The last time that has happened was 1935. 29 unearned runs in their last 15 games, and they have 20 errors in that last 15 games. To say that it is a bit of a concern is an understatement. And think about at least this last stretch. This is supposed to be the easy part of the schedule. Red Sox, Tigers, Twins. The ultimate elixir for the Yankees usually is the Minnesota Twins. Not right now. So, what is there to do? How do you turn this page? Because they've been looking for ways to be able to turn this page for a while now. So, what is there to do? I think that it's very clear. And look, I'm a Yankee fan. And sometimes, as a Yankee fan, I get into trouble because when I talk about the Mets, I hold the Mets at this point, with Steve Cohen as their owner, to the same standards as the Yankees. And I feel like a lot of times Met fans will talk a big game, or hosts will talk a big game as Met fans, but then when the Mets don't hold up their end of the bargain, like this year, it won't get nearly as criticized as the Yankees do. And look, there was a time where that was fair. You know, when the Mets weren't spending money after the Madoff thing with the Wilpons, it's kind of hard to hold the Mets to the same standard as the Yankees when they're not spending like they're spending like the Yankees now. So I hold them to the same standards as the Yankees. They came into the season this year with the exact same over-under. Yankees over-under in wins, 90. Mets over-under in wins, 90. And I'll just say this. If you happened to take the under on the Mets, I didn't get in on that, actually. If you got the, you could spend that money now. You're very confident that they are going to be under 90. They might have already clinched that at this point of the year. They're going to be under 90 wins, safe to say.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
But why I bring up you have to hold people to the same level and the same standards is because what happened with the Mets when they get off to the bad start this year? What did we say? Well, when you're 9-19 after the season that you had last year, you gotta change something. Something's gotta change. That's what we said. And when we said it, almost all of us, hosts, callers, media people, we all were in agreement. I don't know necessarily that I blame Carlos Mendoza, but at some point you can't fire all the players, so you gotta fire the manager. Now, of course, the Mets didn't listen to us at 9-19 and came out and told us, no, it's not the manager's fault. I got to fire the manager. Why are we firing the manager? And then, of course, you know, a month or two later, they fire the manager, which makes no sense at all. Hey, let's tread water for this point and just waste more time, and then we'll fire the manager a little further into the season. But I don't want to get into it. This is about the Yankees. For years now, Yankee fans have wanted Aaron Boone fired. And I don't think that there's ever been a more clear case that Aaron Boone should be fired than right now. The Yankees, every single year, the last 4 or 5 years, have followed the exact same script. They get off to a great start, and then somewhere along the way, they forget how to play baseball. They just go into this tailspin where it's like they're, I don't know if they're cursed, I don't know if they're just completely checked out mentally, but they hit this stretch where they can't hit, they can't field, they're doing bonehead things on the bases, and it's a constant. You've come to expect it. It's kind of one of the things that you associate with the Aaron Boone-led Yankees. So what have we heard from the Yankees here the last week or two? We're just suffering from a lack of focus. We're just not as focused. We need to be better. Yeah, we're banged up, but we're better than this. Any team's better than this. Yankees have lost 9 of 10, 12 of 15, and 13 of 17. Not even the Rockies are losing 9 of 10, 12 of 15, and 13 of 17. Yes, of course you should be better than that. But I have to be honest with you. I don't know anymore, really, what the job of a major league manager is anymore. You know, I thought I knew at one time, but it's certainly become different over the years. But I don't see how anyone within the Yankee organization can make a legitimate case for why Aaron Boone deserves to keep his job when every single year we see the same thing. Good start, clearly talented, and then we hit a part of the season. Sometimes it's June, sometimes it's a little earlier than June, sometimes it's a little later than June. But at some point in the season, all of a sudden, they run into a stretch where they seem completely mentally checked out. Mentally checked out. I would think at some point, that's on the manager to get his players refocused. Now, you might want to blame the players too. Absolutely. But as they say, you can't fire all the players. Now, do I think that this Yankee team is not going to make them? No, I think they're still going to make the playoffs. I think that at some point they will play better. But it follows the same script as we've watched time in and time out. Maybe they might right the ship enough to get into the postseason, but what happens in the postseason? It's not exactly like all of a sudden everything, you know, it's one thing if you kind of muddle your way through the regular season, but then when the playoffs start, all of a sudden it clicks in. That hasn't happened with the Yankees. The mistakes that the Yankees have during the regular season continue into the postseason. A lack of focus, a lack of defense, a lack of key hits, all the issues that you have. Now, do I primarily blame Aaron Boone for the struggles of the New York Yankees? Is he the most responsible person? No. But in baseball, we don't go about it firing the most responsible person. The first person who gets the call when things ain't going right is the manager. And I think that it is far more justified, the Yankees firing Aaron Boone, than when Carlos Mendoza got fired. I think that the problem with the Mets is far more a David Stearns problem, much like I think with the Yankees, it's far more a Brian Cashman problem. But with Carlos Mendoza, it wasn't year in and year out where we're watching the same thing. With Aaron Boone's teams, we watch this year in and year out. So I'm sure the Yankees and the Yankee defenders will say, well, they'll get this right and they'll get into the playoffs. That's not the goal. The goal is to win a World Series, and the pressure should never be greater than it is right now. Whether they get Aaron Judge back or they don't get Aaron Judge back. This is the last days of disco, people. This is the last go-round. There's almost certainly not going to be a 2027 season, and if there is, it's going to look a whole lot different. The Yankees are not going to be able to operate the way that they have operated. Now, you might be saying, I'll go for that. No, it will be even worse than what it is right now. So I don't know. You have to change something. And as the Yankees head into this series against the Rays, I think that Aaron Boone should absolutely be managing for his job. If he has any connection to these players, and it seems like his entire tenure has been about protecting the players and covering for the players, he's never going to criticize the players. And you would like to think by doing that, when push comes to shove, the players will perform for him. It's not worked out that way, but that's I guess that's what the idea is, right? If you cover for, you don't want to criticize him, you want to lose the locker room. Well, if there's ever a time for the players to respond to his managerial style and finally wake up and play better, this would be the time. And if it ain't going to happen now, when is it going to happen? We're just going to wait around and hope it happens at some point? Because if that's the plan, we're just going to sit around and wait for, well, is he really responsible for whenever that thing clicks in and they play a little bit better? Or is it just happens? Is it just like a Waymo car? It's just running. It's running on its own. For most times where Yankee fans have called up and yelled about Aaron Boone, that he should be fired, he should be gone, he's not a great man, I generally have pointed out, look, if you get rid of Boone, you're just going to get another example of Boone. When they got rid of, when Girardi was here, he was supposedly too reliant on the stats and the numbers, and then you went out and you got somebody else, there were even more. But what's the story in baseball? When it's not working, it's not clicking, who's the person who takes the fall? The manager. And there are plenty of managers who don't really deserve to be fired, but they're the ones who take the fall. I think Carlos Mendoza, to a degree, is that. It's not like the Mets have all of a sudden got rid of Carlos Mendoza and started playing a whole lot better. But with Aaron Boone, he's had far more runway, far more opportunity. And yet it's the same thing year in and year out. And if it were just one area, if it were just, hey, you know what? The offense is not clicking right now. Aaron Judge is out. Stanton's out. They've been dealing with injuries. It's a bad streak. That would be one thing. It ain't just one thing. It's everything. And the team has told you, I mean, it was a week ago. Aaron Judge came out and talked about a lack of focus. How have things changed in that week? Have they changed? You hear players after games talk about a lack of focus. Cole was talking about it. Jazz Chisholm was talking about it. What would you say you do here if you're the Yankee manager? At some point, if this doesn't fix itself, and in these next four games are kind of critical to that, going up against the Rays team that rarely loses, and the Yankees basically never win, if Aaron Boone and his players don't respond at this point, it is absolutely 100% time to make a change. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with Bobby in Belmore. Bobby, first up on the Fan.
Yeah, hi, got it. Good morning, good evening. All right, the Yankees hit 235 as a team, was 25th in the league. They're right ahead of the Mets, so there you go. The Mets hit 231 at 26th in the league. Now, you have three guys in the Yankee lineup that are hitting over 250. And one of them is Bellinger, and I don't know if I spoke to you about this before. He was making $42 million because his salary plus his signing bonus he got. Mm-hmm. He's making more than G. And, you know, it's really, he's not carrying his weight. Like, he didn't carry his weight in the playoffs last year.
No, he's not a good playoff player. He's never been really a good playoff player.
Postseason, he's been bad.
Yeah.
And now he's not, you know, he's not carrying his weight either without judging that.
Right.
So I didn't like the signing. I don't know if anyone else was offering him that much money. And he's getting that money next year as well. And he could opt out after the 2 years. So he's been, I wonder how Judge is looking at this. This guy's making more money than me. And he's watching him play without Judge. And he ain't doing too good. And as far as the pitchers are concerned, there's a big concern with the starting. Listen, I know the AL sucks. And I think if the Mets were in the Yankees were National League, their record would definitely be worse. Because there's so many bad teams. But look at their starting staff. I mean, Cole is coming back from Tommy John. He hasn't looked that great.
Right.
Reed is also hasn't pitched well in the postseason. I know he pitched well in Boston, but he got bombed in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And previous
He's not a good playoff performer either. The Yankees have kind of collected guys who are not good playoff performers, unfortunately.
I think going when you sign a contract and give this guy all these players all this money, I think he should look into that. I don't know if the Yankees do that. And then Rodan is Rodan. So and should
he's terrible in the postseason.
That's a 70 ERA. And Schiller, I think he hasn't thrown 140 innings. I think he's thrown 140 innings, and you see a little slippage, and you don't know how he's even going to be. I'm sure I don't know if the Yankees are going to lower his workload. And he's their best pitcher. Now, I think he can actually get to the World Series because the American League is so bad if Judge does come back. But I think they get to the World Series, but they don't have a chance in hell, I don't think, to win the whole thing against the National League if somehow Judge does come back. And if the under 90 wins, I mean, if they go 500 the rest of the way, the Yankees, if they'll do better the last month if Judge comes back. But it's possible they're not going to even win 90 games, the Yankees, the way they're going.
Well, so the thing is, Bobby, and thanks for the phone call, is that, look, will they play better than this? Yeah, of course. And I think that they will still get to the playoffs as well because, as you said, the American League is not very good, although there's still a lot of games. I'm sure teams are going to reveal themselves over time. And I'm sure that the Yankees will make, I hope, that they're going to make a couple of trades to kind of improve the group that they have. It'll really tell you, for all the talk that the Yankees like to peddle sometimes about, oh, no, we're trying to win a World Series. All right, let's see. You clearly have glaring holes, and the trade deadline is less than a month away. Go to work. But you take a look at this team. When you get to the playoffs, you have to be able to play buttoned-up baseball. And the Yankees do not have a team right now that looks very buttoned up. And they go through stretches like this during the regular season, sure, but they continue not to be buttoned up come postseason time. There were so many years where the Yankees got criticized for, the plan that they put in place in terms of the offense being so reliant on the home run, it was almost like that they were doomed to fail because they relied so much on the home run. Really, now they're much more doomed to fail because they don't catch the ball, they don't make smart decisions in the field, and they just kind of float along during the course of the regular season. And it doesn't seem like there is ever any sense of urgency. And if you just lost a series to the Twins at home, are reeling in your division, and are set to face off against the team that leads your division, and you trail by, 4.5 now? If that's not the sign of, hey, let's pick it up. And they've said that they're going to pick it up. We got to be more focused. And they're still not more focused. What would you say the manager's job is around here? What would you say your job is to do around here? Because whatever it is right now, Aaron Boone is not doing a very good job of it. And if the simple message is, hey, the players have to respond to this and they have to get the message, they've not gotten the message. Maybe you have to do something a little bit more dramatic to get their attention. And maybe, just maybe, if you remove the guy who has been their biggest defender and doesn't criticize them publicly, maybe that might get them to wake out of this doldrum it seems like they have every single summer. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls on the Yankees, on Boone, on everything going on there. Lots to do as we're just getting started on a Monday morning. It is Gordon Damer with you, your overnight oasis right here on The Fan.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.